big wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, Tom.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's big wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
Welcome back, big wigs. We're having a great week so far. Lots to catch up on. This is In Studio with Anna and Dre.
We're back in the studs. Oh my God.
It is a better.
Hold my hand. It feels really good.
It feels good.
We had a fight this week. We had a breakup. We came back. We're like, it's a whole.
I was wondering if you're going to bring that up. It wasn't a fight.
No, I freaked out.
Rightly so, though. Do you want to? Let's tell them everybody what it was about.
Really? Okay, we're going to unpack it here. Well, first of all, I just want to say we're in New York. It's so nice to be back and be with Mike. And I'm like enjoying this moment right now. I really am.
Absolutely.
It wasn't a fight. I just saw a video of us, of our podcast on TikTok. And I said, Dre, because we shoot a lot of content on our own and then we shoot together and then we have the podcast. And I just said, I was like, wait, she didn't tag the podcast. And I just wanted a tag. That's all I wanted. And I said, if we're going to use content from the show on any of our socials, great. The more views on this show, the better, right? You guys are all sending it to your, aunts and uncles and you know, cousins and shit. Mm-hmm. So I just was like,
and my mom, who is now a converted fan.
Oh,
my mom loves it.
Wait, Mike's mom is a big wig.
What's her name?
Barbara.
Barbara the big wig. It matches. It goes so well. I love you, Barbara.
My day. I just forgot what I was talking about. Hi, Barbara.
The fight we were in.
I texted Dre, I go, what is this video?
No, you came in so hot. First of all, I was spending the whole weekend with my family, so I was having a very wholesome time.
I was having a different time.
Put a pin in that one. So I get a text from Anna like, what the fuck is this on my feed?
No, I didn't say what the fuck is this. I didn't say that.
So it was a Teresa. First, I had edited our hot takes of Julia doing the hot take and on the shit on the plane. Right.
And I couldn't Courtney. See either. I couldn't watch either of them wherever I was.
You couldn't download it. So that probably was annoying. But I texted you both videos and I was like, I'm going to upload the Courtney. And then I made you one for Julia. And then I also cut a little Teresa video because she had such an amazing reaction to like all the Starbucks in Switzerland.
So funny.
So then I was like, oh, let me put this together. Also, shout out the toast. Taylor Strecker was on. So obviously she gave a little shout out whenever Taylor's on. That's really how the mention happens. But, you know, they had said,
I didn't know any of this because.
Right. And how would you? Right. So then because of all the buzz around that, they're like, oh, Teresa went to Switzerland, blah, blah, blah. And then Claudia on the toast was defending Teresa. And then Taylor was like, oh, my God. That's how that all happened. And then my name was like, oh, do you know that? Because Andrea Lopez, you've been practicing. And I was like, oh, my God, I need to make a Teresa video. So I cut from the show. And I just threw
she
it
went
up.
Rogue.
I went rogue. I didn't tell anyone. And I just put it on TikTok because I was like, you know what? It's going to do well on TikTok. I don't even know about Instagram. So I just threw it up on TikTok. And you know what TikTok needs to fix? The fact that you can't edit captions.
You can't?
You can't go back and edit the caption. Because otherwise I thought you could. So I was like, oh, when you texted me I said, let me go back and re-edit the caption.
Oh, like in the, yes.
When I threw it up, I just did it so fast. And I was like with my parents or whatever. So I was just like, trying to get it up. And then when you texted me, I was like, you're so right. That was wrong of me to do that without at least texting you the video, like a little update, you know?
I'm the caption police.
I apologize. Because yeah, it is doing well. My Teresa
It's okay. I forgot about it, honestly.
But I did get like a pang of, you know, that when your heart skips a beat, you're like, somebody texts you and they're like, what is this?
I'm just one of those people. I'm a Gemini. I will always tell you how I feel.
Yes.
It will get me in trouble at some points in my life, but I'm not one of those people who can keep, if I have like, if something's like bothering me or on my mind, I will tell you. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's why I love podcasting. I'm here to tell you everything about me.
Talk about it. It was rightly so. I did post it. And so then I made a comment hoping that would get some of the people to go to our podcast because I did not think it was going to do well. I thought at most it would have like 15,000
views. Is it doing well?
Now it has up to 85.
That's great.
Yeah, but I put in the comments like, go to Big Wigs, follow the podcast, the rest. And the other thing that I did that I didn't mean to do, but now looking back, it's rude. I just put Teresa over your feed. It sounds bad now that I'm saying it. Like I just made a story from Teresa and I didn't put you in the video.
Oh, it's okay. From the podcast. That's okay. I don't mind if you cut me.
But
now I didn't have a good face. I was on Zoom, you know? Come on.
The Zoom is the tough part.
I will say all we need to do is shoot some new Chris in court because we get like exactly. 3 million on those and then like keep tagging, you know, drop it in. Oh, by the way, we have a podcast like at the end. You know what I mean? Exactly. Or have them say, have you ever heard this podcast? Don't you love that I'm working out my marketing plan live on air? Like, help me.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Anyway, we're best friends again. I love you. I didn't mean to startle you with your family.
It was absolutely okay. I mean, I was holding my nephew and I got scared.
Shut up. She dropped the kid.
No, he's doing great. So yes. And now I'm like, should we post the Teresa on Big Wigs, the Instagram? Cause I haven't posted it on Instagram yet. It hasn't lived on the IG.
Don't you love how the hold these apps have on us where you're like, I knew it would do well on TikTok, but I'm not on Instagram. And for me, I have like 3 videos that are on Instagram that I haven't posted on TikTok. Cause I'm like, I know this will tank on TikTok. Yeah. It's just like, it's psycho. I feel psycho.
And I only talk about it with a select few people. You're one of them. Nick is the second. Mike is the producer. I talk to him about it. But I refuse to go to dinner and be like, so like, what are you guys doing on Instagram? It's such an annoying thing.
That we
talk. And it takes up a large part of...
I did this stand-up show last night. And, you know, it was good. It was fine. It was fun. But my intro, you know... I would say it's a newer show.
Yeah.
And so sometimes, and I think it's so sweet when like the producers and everything just do it all on their own.
Right.
But they clearly like, you know, they asked for a bio because it was like listed on this like website. So I sent them like a small bio or whatever, but I didn't think they would read that bio when they brought me on stage, you know, which is kind of embarrassing. Yeah. Like just bring me on stage. Like you've seen her all around New York City.
Exactly. Yeah.
She does a lot of fun videos. Bring it. Here's Anna Roisman. Yeah. That's a great intro. Vague. Nice. Just say my name, you know, so they know who I am. I don't care what you say. And instead it was like red, which is like sweet, but I hate those kinds of bios because it's so embarrassing then to get on stage. And it was like her videos of Joan Rivers have, you know, millions of views. And I was like,
God.
And I got on stage and I was like, well, I want to kick myself in the face. Like, that's fucking awful. I'm so sorry.
Did everybody else have a longer intro like that?
Yes, but none of them said like views. You know what I mean?
It's a little pretentious. 3 million views and counting on the last video. You're like, shut up.
It was funny though. I mean, the show was fine. It was nice to like get up at a club and I haven't like, you know, done a show in a while. It's weird. I just got back to the city 2 nights ago. How many nights has it been? Sunday night. No. I'm sorry. Monday night. What day is it?
2 nights ago. Okay.
2 nights ago. I don't know what day it is. Wednesday? Thursday?
It's Wednesday.
This episode's coming out Thursday. But
September's over like in 2 days.
Thank God. I love that summer is over. I couldn't be happier. Even though I don't know if I have fall clothing, to be honest. I've been living out of suitcases since July 27th.
Yeah, since in months, right.
Which is wild. I guess I had a week where I wasn't living out of a suitcase when I was in LA. Mm-hmm. But even so, I still had a bag out. But I've been living out of a suitcase since then. I don't know where I was going with that. Anyway, I just got back to the city. I'm trying to like set up and like feel like normal again. So when I was asked to do a show, I was like, wow, yeah, this feels like normal life for
me. Get back into the routine. Exactly. Yeah. Yes.
And we're neighbors now. Hello, Williamsburg.
We are. Hello to the Berg.
Yeah. I love it here.
Happy to have you back.
Thank you.
Does it kind of feel like you're settling in now? Or do you also feel that there's a looming possibility that you're headed back west again?
There's always a looming. Right now, I feel like I can't. It's hard when you have like a sick animal who, you know, like you can't really plan. You can't really like think far ahead. Mm-hmm. Even when I plan, I'm like, that could get fucked. I don't know. Yeah. Like I can kind of do like a week at a time, you know, a day at a time, I know is really what you should be doing. But I can kind of plan my week, I guess. I don't know. It's really hard. It's hard to like to do that. Someone's drilling. Is that okay? Okay, great. Anyway.
Well, give us an update on Bobby too.
Bobby's doing well. I mean, you know, I hate like he seems normal. If you saw him, you'd be like, oh, he's so cute. I mean, he's a little, I'd say like a little slower. Like we're also not playing with him, you know, a lot. Yes. They don't want us to like have his heart raced or anything. I think he's really happy to be in his home. You know, we're in the apartment we've lived in for 6 years. So it's like he runs that building. Bobby's like,
does he feel
The king of Williamsburg. Yeah, yeah, you can tell sure.
that he recognizes the apartment.
I will say I don't have central air. And I think Bobby is like missing that. I honestly, because he's like laying in front of the air conditioning. And I was like, oh, fuck. He's used to this like nice central air that we have in LA.
Yeah.
My brat dog. But I hate it, too. I'm like, oh, man, I forgot how good that was.
I know the LA central air. You forget.
Yeah.
I'm so ready to throw my air conditioning unit out the window.
Is it a window unit?
It's a window unit. And it's right next to my bed. And every night I'm like, it's so frustrating. It's like, can I survive the night without this air conditioning unit? Hope so.
Not yet, but soon.
But I turn it off and then I wake up just absolutely drenched.
Yeah.
I
once tried to put an air conditioning unit in my like first apartment in New York myself and I cut my hands on the back, like sliced through.
Oh my God. I know what you're talking about. The foils.
The like, yeah, in the back.
Oh, Anna.
Who am I? American hero Anna, like 23 years old, just being like, I could do this myself. I don't need to like call someone to install it for me. Also, where was my boyfriend when I did this? Oh, maybe it was him who cut his hands and I watched.
I swear to God, I installed my unit. You know what Nick was doing? Playing Call of Duty. I was like, you know what? F you. I'm putting this in myself.
Break up. Fuck that. Wait, then, I literally just am like, oh, wait, maybe he hurt his hands.
Wait. Please tell me that you totally... completely forgot that story, and he's the one that sliced his fingers open.
I think it was him.
Because in what world would Anna ever allow that to happen? You, if you had your manicure, for God's sake.
I know. I just remember a lot of blood, and I'm like, oh, wait, that wasn't me. That was I was probably like, get away from me.
I knew it. You wouldn't even bandage his ass up.
No. Ugh. Oh, my God. I love that that's so bad. I'm like, my hands, I was such a hero. No, I wasn't. He was.
Oh my God.
And then I broke up with him because I'm like, you can't do an air conditioner? Fuck this. No.
It is the most demasculating, most unattractive thing if a guy doesn't know his way around a tool bag. It's like,
yes.
Oh my God. I just watched a guy fail miserably at putting up these IKEA shelving units.
Where?
It was back in DC.
Yeah.
And I was just like, it's a step by step. I mean, the IKEA instructions are kind of confusing, but it's little stick figures. Like you can figure it out. Yeah. And you know, maybe it's because my dad is like jack of all trades. He used to do construction. So
yeah,
it's expected.
I'd say my dad is not a jack of all trades.
hire somebody to do
Jared
it.
Jared is.
Jared loves a toolkit.
He's freaking out right now because his tools are in LA and he's buying all this shit. And he's like, I got to go to the hardware store. Like, maybe I just build a new toolkit here. And I'm like, what?
It takes a long time to build up that toolkit.
Yeah. And he has a big one and he loves and he loves using his tools, just like screwing in stuff.
Yeah.
Hammer, jackhammer, whatever, you know, it's
Allen
really,
wrench.
Yeah. Just like the Allen wrench. What is the other one? There's another wrench. Oh, Phillips screwdriver.
I mean, that's like the overall
Phillips
company.
Head. Why are tools named after such sexual words?
Wrench.
Head. Screw.
Hammer. What else?
Saw. Me in half.
The stud.
Ooh, a stud. I love a stud.
This is Home Improvement with Big Wigs.
This is porn.
You could easily get a Phillips sponsorship here.
Oh my God, like a toolkit. Yeah. A tool thing. Mm-hmm. For sure. They're like, these girls have never held a tool in their life. I will say, when I was single, I was much better at, you know.
You had to be.
You had to be. Yeah.
We're done here. Yeah.
Yeah. But I think that's the point of having a boyfriend. They'll do everything for you.
Well, a lot of it is that's what it should be.
That should be like an audition when you're like dating someone.
Oh, yeah.
Like have them come over and just have like a thing you need built on the floor and be like, I don't know. I was going to do it this weekend, but, and he'll be like, he either mans up, right?
And does it. Yeah.
He's like, I got this. Don't worry about it. And you're like, there he goes. He passed the test.
It's a bookshelf, a dresser. The dressers are sometimes the hard because you got the drawers. If they can't do that, it's you know. Mike, are you up for the challenge if a girl needs something built?
I'm so unhandy. It's insane.
No.
I'm so bad. I'm really, really bad at it. I haven't. I haven't even attempted to put together furniture in at least two, since I make money now. That's what I do. So I hire somebody else and I say, hey man, you do this. I'm going to watch National Treasure and watch you do this.
Wow.
And then that's my strategy. I can't put anything together.
Strategy is task rabbit. Yes, love that.
Exactly.
Okay.
Honestly, though, the fact that you're like, I make money. I was like, all right, whatever. I don't care if he builds anymore. He already answered that question.
The next step after being able to build a dresser is make money.
Yes. I'm a good earner. What does your 401k
look like?
The 401k needs a little work because I'm not exactly liquid right now, you know, because of the studio. But, you know, I have enough where I can hire a task rabbit to like put my armoire together or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
I might become a task rabbit. You know what I mean?
At this point, I need some extra cash, Anna. Could you imagine Big Wigs takes task rabbit? We show up with our tool belts. Like, what do you need?
I kind of love this idea.
Whatever they need built will be good for at least a month. I mean, it'll start falling apart in a couple places.
Yeah.
A couple screws will be loose, but for right
but
now,
think
it
about
looks
the
good.
Entertainment we'd bring. You know
oh
what
my
I mean?
God.
I'd well, sing while I build or something, you know?
We'll bring our wigs.
Absolutely.
That sounds a little kink. It's like, no. We mean wigs to entertain you in comedic terms. Truly.
I've never used a wig for like a sexual thing, like where someone's like, dress up. Have you ever like put on a wig for that? Like,
no, I'm
too vanilla.
Not like, a wig. I mean, the wigs aren't even that unless you're talking about like a gorgeous weave. That's like it's real human hair.
Yeah. Well, that,
other than that, these ratty things I get from Amazon, I'm not putting this on. I'll put a maid outfit on, but I'm not putting a wig on to match
a
it.
Maid outfit. No.
If you're a female and your boyfriend is asking you to wear a wig during sex, that should be a major red flag.
Yeah.
He wants you to be somebody else.
Wow.
You know,
that's concerning. That's alarming.
You just like brought up, you like triggered when I was first dating Jared. I knew his girlfriends before me were like blonder.
Yeah.
And so when I got like, I remember going and getting my highlights done or something. And he like was like, your hair looks so good. Like it looks great. And we were like newly dating. And I'm like sitting there like, oh my God, he wants to date a fucking blonde.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I was like, should I do another session of highlights or like,
oh my God.
And then I remember like, I went back to like dark brown, like your color, like my, you know, like brown. And I was like, this will be the real test. You know, does he still like me? Is he going to compliment me? Is he going to think I'm beautiful with brown hair? Like, I'm sorry, I'm a brunette. But
yeah. Naturally.
Yeah. And here we are 7 years later. So I guess he does like both, I guess.
He's open to brunettes and blondes. Now, are you sure this wasn't Jared getting his hair done and then you liked it? Because I know you switched.
I'm sure. Okay, yeah. No, my old relationship was, here's the thing. You know, I famously chopped my finger off. So like I have had an injury there. So I was like, my brain is just like going to like multiple memories right now.
It's floating back from different time zones.
This is what happens when you live in a suitcase for 2.5-3 months.
The time zones all switch. Do you get lightheaded from blood?
No.
Neither did I until 3 weeks ago. I was washing a bowl and I sliced it. It fell in the sink and like cut in half, and then it sliced my pinky and I got extremely lightheaded. And
really?
I thought, does that get worse with age? Because I've never been lightheaded with blood.
Like looking at your own hand.
Looking at my own hand, I was like, oh my God. And I
can
just
you watch it in
like
movies and stuff?
Yeah. I mean, I don't really like gory stuff, but I was so surprised. I had to sit down for a second.
Oh my God.
What is going on?
Dre's growing
but
up.
The human body is incredible. It healed up in a week.
Wow. A week.
Bam. I mean, I had a Band-Aid on that bitch for a little bit, but yeah.
I, you know my famous thumb story, right?
No.
Oh my God.
You have not told it on the podcast.
Wait, really?
Yet. No.
Oh my God. Seven years ago, I was hosting an Oscars party. It's a longer story, but short version.
She's sorry. I mean, it was at an Oscars party.
I was hosting my Oscars.
Brad Pitt was there.
Party. No, at my studio apartment in the city in Gramercy. And I really wanted to have like a great Oscars party because my ex-boyfriend and I used to like love the Oscars and whatever. And I was like, now I'm doing it on my own. Yes. And I invited 12 people to my tiny ass apartment. I bought a new TV that day. I bought like knives and shit. And I was like, I'm making meatball sliders. I'm making avocado toasts. I like really threw down. You would have been so proud because you love to host.
I hosted.
People knew me from my like award show parties. And at this Fantastic. Oscars party, I, I wasn't even drunk. And it was like right when it started.
Yeah.
And the avocado toast went because I know how to make a great avocado toast. And I was like
flying off the plates, I'll tell you.
Literally. And I was like, and I'm in a dress, you know, I dressed up and some people were in tuxedos or whatever. And I was like, oh, I'll make more avocado toast at like a commercial. And I go and I thought I was like a fucking Food Network star because I am. And but I went to go hack the pit of the avocado.
No.
And I just didn't even like it didn't even like touch the pit and like, you know, slide off. I just fully hacked my thumb in half. And to the point where you don't feel it at first. It's so deep. You're like, and then just blood was like everywhere because I went through all my nerves and.
And
I dragged myself over to the bathroom. There's like a trail of blood to my bathroom.
You dragged yourself?
You know, like I just ran out. I didn't want all my friends to see me like sob, but I knew as soon as I looked down, I'm going to sob right now. Like, you know, everything's going to go to shit. And I remember my friend Crystal like came into my bathroom and she was like, she like looked at it and I remember coming out and like another friend, you know, when they're like all talking around you, I'm like, at this point I'm sobbing and everyone's seeing or whatever. And I was like, I don't know what I did. And she was like, looks at my friend Jeremy and he was like, is it bad? And she's like, oh no. And I was like, it'll be fine. You're supposed to just put it over your head. And I like wrapped paper towels around it and like put it over my head. There's photos of me in front of my air conditioning unit in that apartment,
which she
in my gown. Sobbing with my hands over my head. And I was like, I can't leave. And they were like, I think you need to go to the hospital. And I called my parents. They're having their own Oscars party. My mom's like, Anna, go to a fucking hospital.
Their own Oscars party.
Yeah. She's like, go to a hospital if you're bleeding. Like, I don't know what to tell you. I go. I've never had stitches. I had to get 7 stitches.
You had to get 7 stitches for the thumb.
It was all wrapped up. Yeah. It's still, you can see, like, it's still like a
Do you have feeling in that thumb?
No. Above the line, I don't. Like, it's so weird. I had to go to a hand surgeon later that week. I was in hand therapy. I couldn't, here's the best. I couldn't, my hand was all wrapped up and you don't realize how much you need that thumb. And, I couldn't wear pants. So I'd wear, and it was like,
oh, cause you got to buckle it. You can't buckle.
I couldn't do like buttons and I couldn't, and I was scared to do like tights because I was like, oh my God, if I have to pee, like I can't really like pull down tights with like one hand. And it was freezing. It was February. And so I would wear knee high socks with dresses and I couldn't do my hair. So I go to a dry bar like
era. She was in her dry like, bar. Baby doll core era.
I'd go to dry bar. Actually Dream Dry, Rachel Zoe's place, because it's right near my office, twice a week. And I remember just being like, I went to a stand up show and I asked my friend, I'm like, can you please put my hair in a ponytail? Like, I can't do ponytails. I couldn't open boxes. My mom came. I was like, can you change my sheets? It was a nightmare for like a good 2 months there. And then I was in hand therapy for like 3-4 months after that to try and get.
Sounds like a nightmare. Honestly, to be anywhere around you at that time.
Like, and then I met sheets, Jared.
Pull my pants up. You met Jared after this?
No, I was still in hand therapy. So it wasn't, it was like healing, you know what I mean? Yeah, I was like better, but I was wearing pants again. But I remember meeting him and, you know, he'd be like, what are you doing today? And I'd be like, oh, well, I have thumb therapy at 3
p.m. Like, what am I getting myself into?
I had amazing insurance. Why wouldn't I go, you know?
That's true. Still under 26.
No. I was probably like.
Oh, you actually had insurance from work?
Oh my God. I had fantastic. Incredible insurance from my day job. Yeah. I had 2 insurances. It was fucking awesome because I worked in venture capital. So we had a great insurance and then whatever wasn't covered, I had a secondary insurance. I didn't know how good I had it until I left that job.
That's called coverage.
For 4.5 years, I had coverage, you know? So why wouldn't I go to hand therapy? Are you kidding? This woman would like shock my little thumb and then I'd do little exercises. People are there doing like actual physical therapy and I'm in like the hand room.
Doing a little little thumbs up, thumbs down.
Yeah, little thumby war, you know?
What the hell? I did not know thumb therapy was a thing.
And everyone was like, well, I guess you can't be a hand model. And I kid you not, like 5 years ago, my friend was like, could you maybe hand? I have nice nails. They're like, could you maybe hand model? And I'm like, oh my God, what if they see the scar?
Is there a scar? Let me see.
Oh, yeah. It's like you can see there's a whole line. Like my thumb is like right there.
Oh, my gosh. It does feel actually kind of rippled.
Like it's big here. I don't know what you call that. Like the way that's the line. Like right.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's so gross. That was a bad night.
Woo.
3 of my friends took me to the ER dressed in tuxedos. Like these guys, the photos are so funny.
I mean, yeah, that makes for the best story. Everybody's
they helped
dressed
me
up.
Change, but. So I'm in like sweatpants, but and they're all dressed up. And it was so funny because it's like a common injury, the avocado hand. Like,
oh, you mean because it's you're trying to get the pit out.
Yeah.
I think about that every time I do the avocado. I'm like, what?
I don't. I use a spoon or I cut around it. I will not.
Yeah, you're scarred.
It took me a while to cut an avocado again, but I do. And I don't do it like. Mm-hmm. I pull it out with my hands. I'm like, I will suck this pit out myself. I don't care.
To avoid the knife, I would as well.
Anyway, thank you guys so much for letting me share that. Wow, did that take forever?
It was a great story.
It's a great story.
Lots of details in there. But, I mean, Oscars to VMAs.
Oh,
VMAs. We have to get into the VMAs. Not that many people watch anymore, but... It's big on YouTube, the rewatches.
And the TikToks of all the performances. We'll see everything. I tried to watch it. I had a show and I missed it. So I tried to tape it. And mm-hmm. then like, don't you love that I say tape? Like we're in 1994. Like,
yes. I had it recorded on the VHS. What is it? What is it called?
Yeah, VHS.
The DVR.
Yeah. But I'm always like, can you tape this for me? And Jared's like, yes. I'm like, tape it. I was big into taping things like on VHS.
Well, it was such a huge advancement that you could save what you wanted to watch for later.
Yeah.
Wow. What a time.
What a time.
What a time.
So you watched some of the performances. You didn't watch it live.
I was sipping on my coffee this morning and I just threw on. I thought they were going to replay it on MTV this morning for some unknown reason. I was like, I'll catch the 9 a.m. the rerun at 9 a.m. Nothing to be found. You know what's always playing on MTV?
Ridiculousness.
That and motherfucking Catfish. I was like, why do I want to watch somebody get catfished at 9 a.m.? It's just reruns of Catfish and Nev.
Wow.
Nev is just on my TV. So I went to YouTube and then I watched reruns of Shakira for the Vanguard Award.
God, she was great.
God, she is.
She hasn't changed. She
has not changed.
Like she is just, she's had amazing work because it doesn't look like work.
Yes.
It just looks like... Mm-hmm. I don't know. She's still the same person. She's like a robot.
She's the same. Her fitness routines, they always talk about it. It's so intense.
What is it?
I mean, she does.
You love. I'm like, wait, what does Shakira do? I'm considering a new fitness routine.
It's like a 2-hour thing a day. She does insane cardio plus like extreme ab workouts. But like it's a lot of core strength. Yeah. I don't know. But I didn't try to do it. I was just watching it and thinking, I should do that.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Big wigs take on Shakira. We should do like a video of just us doing Shakira's workout and see if we live. You know what I mean? Like, will I die or will I live?
I'm so down for that. It was so intense. But all of her old songs that she did, it brought me back. It was so She-Wolf. And she also has such alternative dance moves, you know, because she's cultural.
Yeah.
So when she does like the booty shaking, it gets it, you know?
Yeah.
That's a real performer. I'm not going to say any names, but there's some people that can't dance and I hate watching them perform because I just go, your body don't look natural, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, absolutely. You know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly who you're talking about.
Some people just don't have rhythm.
Say it. Say the name.
I'm not saying it.
I love her, but she can't dance.
Love her, but girl can't really groove.
Say the name. Who are we talking about? You guys all know.
I know. I don't want to be mean. I don't want to talk badly, but everybody knows. You know. You know. She's a great performer, but sometimes just watching.
She wasn't there last night, was she?
No. She was.
She was?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe we're thinking of different bad dancers.
Multiple people can't dance. I'm not saying I'm the best dancer at all. I'm just saying if you're going to be a performer and you're putting on a show and you have so many fans, you should be like a triple threat.
I was thinking of Dua Lipa.
I think she can. She has more rhythm than one would think.
I love her.
Obsessed.
And I think that I could do. I was like, wait, you didn't have to be a super crazy dancer to like get famous.
Okay. So that's the thing is when I do see these performers dancing and they're doing just like 1-2. They're just like, what is that? Just like
a move.
You know, here's a good example. Hilary Duff in any movie she used to do.
She can't dance.
Hayden Panettiere. Bring it on. What day? It was like the dance battles were just so unbelievable. I was like, and by unbelievable, I mean, I can't believe that they actually put that in a movie.
Remember when we first got on TikTok, people were like, you're going to fail unless you're a good dancer. And then I watch all these dances and they're all those moves. They're all just like
the spoon move.
And you're like, wait, they're not like good dancers. No. They just know how to dance in like a 9x16 box, you know?
Exactly. Anywhere else, they wouldn't really.
No, it wouldn't fly. I'll say for the performances, I loved Shakira. I loved Bongos. I thought was fucking fun. That like opened the show, I guess. Honestly, we had an issue with the taping of the show, and I think it started like a little in. So I was confused if that was the opening number or not.
Yeah,
I think it was. But that song came out like a week ago. Megan Thee Stallion and Cardi B. And it's exactly what you expect, you know, when you think bongos. It's a lot of shaking. It's a lot of shaking. I was like, how are they going to play this song? There's the word pussy is in it so much. But
when Cardi B came out, she was like, and then I want to wait. Everything was just bleeped out. Like, how did they do that?
I like said it to Jared. I was like, that's the word pussy's in it a lot. And he was like, I got the. He's like, I've seen live television before where they like bleep. I was like, I already know the song, so I'll just like keep you posted. I'll say Megan Thee Stallion. I fucking love her. She's just like a real one, but she's such a good performer. But also she looked incredible. I don't know what she's doing. What is her workout routine? She looked fucking great. And her dress on the red carpet, she wore Brandon Blackwood, who I didn't even know designed dresses. He makes those like adorable bags. I don't know if you know the Brandon Blackwood bags. He did the like,
he's also a designer.
Yeah, no, he did the dress, and it was like, I was like, oh man, she looks great. It was like sheer, and it had like a bustier kind of top. Really good. If you haven't seen it, you gotta check it out.
Favorite red carpet. Ready? Do you have it in your head? We'll say it at the same time.
Oh, was that? Okay.
Oh, was that?
Probably. I didn't see all of them yet.
I haven't really either. I saw the hits.
Okay, wait, give me yours.
Okay, 3, 2, 1. Selena Gomez. Stallion.
I was like, I already gave you mine.
It's true.
Selena looked fucking great.
Right? It just hugged her body.
Yeah.
It was that gorgeous red. Red looked so good on her. And it just was stunning, delicate. I thought it.
Oh, I actually love Taylor Swift's dress. I thought she looked banging in that Versace dress.
That was very divisive. A lot of people did not like that dress.
I thought she looked cool as hell. And I was like, she doesn't always dress like cool Taylor, you know?
Yes.
I think she has like her like elegant side and her, you know, and then she used to dress more for like the album that she was like, you know, up for or whatever. She just like, I thought she looked great. I didn't love her hair, but I loved the dress.
You know, I'm going to be honest. I hate the bangs.
The bangs.
The Tay Swift, like the wavy bang look, it looks like you got caught in a little bit of a humid rainstorm.
A little bit. You're right.
I mean,
I don't like the hair. Huh? I don't like the color either.
I always have to say, I love her, but I just, you know, I'm not feeling the hair. So, but they go through different eras. She'll change it up eventually.
Eras. Way to drop that.
I know.
Wait, she won 9 awards last night, which ties. Did she tie for most VMAs ever with Beyonce, or she's like one below or a couple below or something? She's like the second highest VMA winner ever.
Oh,
yeah.
With Beyonce.
Yeah.
Tied with her.
I don't think she's tied with her. I think she's like right below her.
Okay.
I think Beyonce still holds the crown, but she won like 9 awards. Like literally, I see all the like recaps on like Instagram or whatever, like, you know, and all it said was like Taylor Swift takes like Song of the Year, Artist of the Year, Album of the Year, you know, I was shit, she won all the awards. But that makes sense. She's on this like giant blowout tour. Like
she says she's having an amazing time at tour. She's like, it's like the best thing that's ever happened to my life.
I have to go. I don't know.
Kind of have that FOMO feeling still.
Can I just throw this out there? She has a show in London on my birthday. I'm just saying.
That'll be a 2-for-1.
I'm just saying we go to London. We see the Taylor Swift Eras tour. Mm-hmm. Okay. We could do it. Big Wigs takes on the UK.
Are you down? Where you been, bitch? Yeah, I just been waiting to say that.
In it.
In it. Oh, I love all the memes about Adele just being like, I love how she works for 6 months, then takes 7 years off. He's like, no one's seen her. So she's out. And with that, let's take a quick little Big Wigs break and we'll be right back.
And we're back, bitches.
Baby, beach.
We've been on break. And we're back. I wanted to say one thing. You were so proud. I walked in this morning and she goes, I have something good for the Jews. I was like, what? I was like, well, it is our new year, so this is very timely, you know?
Oh, yeah. You guys had
Rosh Hashanah is this weekend.
Oh, and that's the start of your new...
That's the new Jewish year, yeah.
Ew.
Okay, it's my new year.
Yeah, you know, time to start fresh.
Today's a big Jew day for me. I got my podcast with you, and then I'm going to see my childhood friend. We're going to a Broadway show, and she's like my first friend, really, from daycare. Big Jew.
Really?
Big Jew. You know who else is a Jew? Adam Sandler, which is what you were trying to get to.
I was trying to get there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You watched the movie. I haven't seen it yet. The Bat Mitzvah movie. I'm like so excited to watch it. What's it called again?
It's fantastic. You're so not invited to my Bat Mitzvah.
Wow. That sounds triggering. Like my my seventh grade diary.
Yes.
And this person, you are so not invited to my Bat Mitzvah.
It was such a, it is such a big thing. They really make it, it's that turning point of...
Your womanhood. Up.
Womanhood, exactly. Yes. But they really do take it seriously, right? Like they really, yeah.
Absolutely. I would say, you know, depending on how religious you are, the mm-hmm. party is equally as important as the ceremony and service.
Absolutely. Which is exactly what they say in the movie.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
I grew up conservative. So like I had to do a long ass service. Like if you saw what I had to do compared to my friends who were Reform, you would have been like, wow, she's a full rabbi. Like I fucking like... I nailed. You know what I mean? I knew
you're reading from the Torah.
The Torah, the Haftorah, all the prayers. I fucking was up there for like 4 hours, you know, because that's how long our services are. You go to a Reform Bat Mitzvah. Sometimes they don't even do it in the day. They do it like an hour before the party. And they do like two things and they're like, you're a woman. Yes. Or a man.
Mm-hmm. I realize it kind of feels like it was as much ceremonial things as a wedding.
Yeah.
Like you do that, everybody shows up to the synagogue, then there's like an hour break, then you go to the party. It's a wedding.
It's a full wedding.
Yeah. It's insane.
Mine was like a Saturday morning service, so it's like 9 to 12:30.
Uh-huh.
And then we do like a brief luncheon after at the synagogue. Mm-hmm. And then my party was like, you know, 7 p.m. party. You know what I mean? Like
yes.
Photos before. It is a wedding. It was a black tie event. It was like
and photos in between.
Yeah, well, you get ready in the afternoon and you go early, you get your photos done and then cocktail hour and then the party begins and, you know, dinner, after parties. Crazy.
Quinceañera is big too if you're in the Latin Catholic world, but it's really just a party.
Yeah.
Not really.
You don't have to like do anything. You just turn 15.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. There's nothing. You do have like a whole dance court, kind of like a prom. Then you dance with them. And I actually didn't have a quinceañera because at the time I was going to an all-girl, very Caucasian school mainly. So I had a sweet 16 on a boat.
Wow. Go off.
Yeah. But it was like one of those boats where you're like with a million other people.
Yeah.
You got your little table.
But that's fun.
It was a lot of fun.
Did you wear a fun dress?
I had a Hervé Leger
dress. Wow.
Nordstrom Rack find. I was very excited about it. No. Actually, it was Guess, but it looked like Hervé Leger.
Sick. She got that bandage tight.
I got that bandage dress.
Tight look.
Yeah.
You'll love this. I designed my own bat mitzvah dress.
Really expected that, honestly. I really expected that.
I drew it out, you know, like I sketched it out.
Sketched it.
And then we brought it to a dressmaker and I picked fabrics and she nailed, honestly.
Wow.
Yeah. I love my bat mitzvah dress so much. I was like, I'll have it made in blue for my brothers and then white for my wedding. And then like I loved it so much. I still love it. It's the greatest dress.
Am I thinking of the right picture where you have the black and the white and then your hair is up in a little.
Yeah, but it was pink, the dress. I think I posted a black and white photo.
Okay.
It was light pink and it was strapless and I had like boobs put in because I didn't have any yet. And mm-hmm. I was like, well, we must give her a boob.
I'll put it in.
You got to pad this up, girl.
What was the theme of your bat mitzvah?
Anna's Paradise Island was the theme. We gave away towels.
That's great.
It was fun. We had like palm trees everywhere. Yeah. And like my mom got real into it. My parents almost got divorced. It was traumatic, actually, when I think back.
That's when you know you had a good bat mitzvah, when there's family crisis.
Crisis. Yeah. No, you literally, like the night before, I guess my dad saw some bills for like what my mom spent on this party.
Uh-huh.
And it was like way more than I think he knew. Mm-hmm. And he left, like he straight up like got in his car and left. And my brother and sister and I were just sobbing. And we were like, everyone's coming. We had like 200 people, 300 people at my bat mitzvah. He was like, everyone's coming tomorrow. And like, they're going to be divorced. Like, I don't think we knew how divorce works.
Yeah,
like we were just like, they're done.
It's over. Daddy's not coming home.
He
left. He showed up at synagogue the next morning, though. He showed up. So something worked out, I guess, at, like, you know, in the wee hours of the morning. Wow. I have no idea. Or they faked it the entire weekend. I have no fucking idea.
I mean, as parents do. They just push under the rug. Let's settle this and then have a good time and everything's fine.
They're together still. So they didn't get divorced because of my bat mitzvah. Thank God. You know, what kind of the pressure that would have put on me if it was that was the thing that
I know.
Broke them up.
Oh my God.
My bat mitzvah was the reason. I'm the reason.
Crazy.
But the movie's cute. Does she have a theme in it?
So fantastic. She has a theme. It's kind of like a New York, her New York thing. That's the theme is New York. Okay. But all of Adam's family is in it. His wife is in it. His two daughters. They're the main characters. Yeah. His youngest daughter, by the way, I mean, just gorgeous daughters. And it's just, they were actually fantastic actresses.
I'm excited. I have to watch it. You're making me want to watch it. Maybe I'll watch it tonight.
Yeah, but he actually didn't write it. It was from a book kind of. The story was taken, but I thought it was so cute and I actually cried at the end. I was crying.
Wow.
It was that meaningful. And it's all about friendship, really. It's just about how you can do something. You know how friendships are so fickle in grade school?
Yeah.
But everything depends on, like, the dance on Friday or the game. Like, those things are so important. But in the grand scheme of things, they're not. But at the time, you think it is.
Yeah.
And it's all about that. And then friends break up and then they come back together. Just beautiful.
That's nice.
Like, I loved it. And I just love Adam. And it just made me want to, like, write a feel-good movie.
She's inspired. Listen to this.
Wow. Adam. Yeah.
But I got to watch it.
Yeah. Yes. Do watch it. It's so cute and very much like all about the Jewish culture, which is great to know, you know?
Yeah. It's cool. Like, it's chill. We have our New Year this week. Happy New Year. Happy Jew year. And then Yom Kippur is like 10 days after or something.
Everyone's not looking forward to Yom Kippur because of the fasting.
Yeah. Although I do love Yom Kippur. Like, I like break the fast, you know what I mean? And I'm going to go home for it and we're going to like go to synagogue and whatever and like do it up. I'm not doing Rosh Hashanah because my parents are still at the beach. So I'm like, well, they're the ones who do it. So I guess I'm not. I don't know.
You can still be a practicing Jew without your parents.
I could make something, you know. I'll get some apples and honey maybe, you know, make a brisket, you know, really embrace it. But yeah, that's where we're at.
That's where we're at.
I've been trying to watch The Ultimatum. Have you watched The Ultimatum? I've been trying to watch it for the last few nights and
I'm confusing The Ultimatum with that super like Navy SEALs show.
The Ultimatum is Nick Lachey and
Vanessa.
And it's basically like an offspring of like Love is Blind. Like it was like the next show after Love is Blind. But this one, they did the ultimatum with couples who are giving each other an ultimatum. Like it basically one person in the couple wants to get married and the other one doesn't. So they like kind of split up for the week and like do stuff. I like the show concept, but I keep falling asleep. So I don't even know what episode I'm on. I'm like two and a half, maybe one and a half.
So you're telling us that on a snooze level, it's
no, I just snooze. I fall asleep every night when I watch TV. And so
it's not a very riveting. You're not selling the show at all. She's like, honestly, I fell asleep during like the mid half. I don't even know who's with who or like who's hooking up.
I want to watch it because someone also DM'd me and they were like, you got to do so and so from The Ultimatum. I'm like, oh, I wanted to watch that show. And I'm like, I don't even know who that person is who they said to do.
We'll also be watching Dancing with the Stars.
Yes!
The people came out. You're the main Dancing with the Stars fan here.
I love Dancing with
the Stars. You're a dance stan.
I didn't get into it until lockdown. And I was like, you know what? It's on. I'm going to watch it. I love it. My grandma used to love it. So I feel like in a way it's like a connection to her. You know what I mean? She'd be so proud that I watch Dancing with the Stars now.
Are you obsessed with the new casts?
No, I'm not.
No?
I wanted to. Jared was like, great cast. I can't wait. And I was like, I don't think so.
Do you think Ariana Maddox can dance? I think she's going to bring it.
She'll bring it. I think she will.
I mean, this is like redemption tour. It's like, I'm back, baby.
She'll bring it. They announced her a while ago.
Yeah, she was
like number one. They were like, we got a Vanderpump person, guys. Yeah. Like,
it's going to be bad.
ABC was like jumping on that. Mm-hmm. There were some randos in the cast.
Yeah, super random. I didn't even recognize some names.
Some of the names I didn't recognize. And then I was like, Tyson. Can't wait to watch him. I mean, Tyson Beckford can show up on any show and everyone's like, oh, great. Yeah, I'll tune in.
Yeah.
He doesn't age. He's just hot. And so like, whether or not he can dance, like whatever, you know?
Yeah.
All the judges are going to be like, you were great. I don't know. Did you dance?
We don't know, but he's on and we're going to watch. Who was the other one besides Maurizio? Mauricio Umansky.
Yeah, he's from Beverly Hills. He's Kyle Richards.
Kyle Richard. And they've been in some kind of like little lovers.
Are they turmoil. Together? Are they not Are they together? Not?
Yeah. But yeah. I think it's all for her. She's doing a thing. Mm. He's doing a show. But who was the other person in our lineup? It was him and Ariana Maddox.
Jamie Lynn Spears. What in the, and then you know the comments were like, is she going to dance to a Britney song?
Yeah, I know.
Hell yes, she is. Are you kidding?
I mean, you have to. It'd be a missed opportunity.
Why wouldn't she? She'll be like, I just wanted to honor my sister in this, you know, and do a little dance to one of her hits.
Crazy. Yeah, she has to. But they are not friends. They're not friendly. They're not sisterly.
I don't know. They like, remember they like weren't speaking and then all of a sudden they like are now.
Right.
Who knows? It's going to also be interesting because they always cut to the families like in the audience. Like,
yeah.
Is Britney going to show up? No, definitely not. Right.
I mean, she may. I think she should have a full on. I mean, I know we've always said this, but come back.
Yeah.
Come back whenever you want, Brit.
But I don't know that the audience of Dancing with the Stars is where she starts. Her parents are going to for sure show up there.
Her father, you think?
Absolutely. Wait, I want to see Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, the new cast.
The new cast. I'll say this was a rando one. Jason Mraz.
Okay.
Like, he started singing on it. Like, just remember, I'm a singer, Jason Mraz. Because they all were like, I'm so excited for Dancing with the Stars. He was like, hey, Dancing with the Stars, I'm yours. And I was like, oh, okay.
Thanks. We didn't need that, but we see you.
Jason Mraz, Barry Williams.
Barry.
You know, he was Greg on the Brady Bunch. Honestly, I bet he's going to kill. That guy sang and danced his whole fucking life. He's going to kill.
He's ready.
He's going to be great. Matt Walsh was really random for me. Matt Walsh is one of the founding members of the UCB. He was on Veep. Very surprised to see him on there.
That was random selection, but
yeah,
you could random. Blow our socks off.
Allison Hannigan, can't wait. Love her.
Who is that?
Yes, you know her. She was in all the American Pie movies. She's like the girl from the Bandcamp girl, and she's in How I Met Your Mother, Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Allison Hannigan. She has red hair. Oh my God. Dre, you know, do your homework.
Silence. It's really not.
It's not an age thing. These shows are always okay. I don't know some of these people. I guess he's an athlete. Adrian Peterson. Yes. Okay. I was like, usually, you know, he's a professional football player.
One of the great running backs of all time.
Yes. Okay, because Jared was like, great cast, and I was like, I don't know half these people. He's like, you don't know the athletes.
Wait a minute, big wig sports news. Aaron Rodgers is out with a broken Achilles heel.
The Achilles heel. Everybody, I saw online, hug a Jets fan. Hug a Jets fan.
They need it. But you guys, the Jets. At first, I said, I'm so sorry that this is happening. I know that sucks because you did so much for Aaron to get there. But also, you won the game.
Yeah,
without they did. Your quarterback.
I kept asking if they won because I was like, Jared's emotions were all. Jared's a huge
Jets. Is he a Jets fan?
Huge.
Oh my God!
Is Nick?
No.
Who's his
He's
team?
From Chicago.
Oh, yeah. Who's that?
The Bears.
Notoriously Jared's a bad Jets team. Fan. Jared's not from New York, but Jared picks team like as a kid. He picked teams to be a fan of, not based on where he lives.
Yeah, clearly. No, people do that all the time. They're like, this is my team. I like them for this reason. And
He's a Spurs fan. Yeah, because Dennis Rodman played on the Spurs and he's a lefty and Jared's a lefty. So he really invested his like, you know, in the left-handed players.
This is weird. We both date lefties, which is very uncommon, right?
Really?
Yeah.
They love to brag too. They're like, well, I'm left-handed. I should sit on this side of the table.
Yeah, but they're also like, well, sometimes I'm like ambidextrous because like I dribble basketball with my right. But yes. Like, I'm like, get the fuck, like, no.
Wait, we played mini golf the other day and my mom goes, Jared, why are you playing right with your right hand? Like, why are you putting with your right hand? Jared's like, I don't know. I just like putt with my right hand.
Yeah, but it's the weirdest thing what they choose to be right-handed for. It's like, what do you, eat a fork with your left. You cut with your left, but then you'll play mini putt-putt with your right.
Yep.
But they'll you know, go to a batting cage and be a lefty for that.
So
but then
weird.
They'll jack off with their right. And you're like, what are we doing here?
Oh my God. Wow, I never asked which hand he uses.
I mean, I don't know the details, but
I'm going to ask now. He's going to listen to this episode and be like, this is too much talk about me.
I'm going to go with Jared is jacking off with the right.
Right? I'm going to go with left. Because he really brags about being a left-handed person. Like, we'll go to a dinner and he'll be like, I should sit on this side. I'm left-handed. I'm like, yeah, is today the first day you're telling me this? No. Fuck that.
It's like a humble brag when they say they're left-handed, but also ambidextrous.
It's weird saying you're left-handed. It almost feels like you get the same reaction. Like when I say I'm a Gemini, people are like, ooh.
But I love how open you are with it. Cause you like actually like seeing the disgruntled reaction. I'm a Gemini. Ooh,
whatever. Ooh. Wait, we have to catch up on one other quick thing.
Before
I wanted to
go. We'll roll into the break just because we're rolling through this show.
Okay.
It's getting real, real quick. It's happening fast. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
And we're back. I love these breaks, you know? I just jerked off my left hand.
It's awesome.
That was a run back. We loved it. Call back.
Call back, bitches.
I want to go on Dancing with the Stars so bad. Like when I read, I'm like, just jealous. Like it's going to be something I do one day. I just want you to know that.
Put it out there. It's on the vision board. Love it.
I'm going to be on Dancing with the Stars.
Are you a tap dancer? I feel like that's one of your hidden talents. What? Get out.
Growing up, I would tap.
You would still do like time step
and stuff. Yeah. My tap shoes are in LA, but yeah, I can tap.
You left the tap shoes in LA. How could you?
I did.
Those are crucial.
Not really.
You don't? Are they in a special little ballet box?
This is why everybody, when I put on my fucking Instagram, what do you think my bat mitzvah theme was? Second callback. And everyone put Broadway. And I was like, no, bitch. It was Adam's Paradise Island. Come on. I'm a chic housewife before I am a Broadway obsessed person.
I would have put Broadway too.
Wow. No. I didn't know, like, I didn't care about like old Broadway. Like I really liked the shows I was seeing in
the new
as they came out.
Yeah.
You know, some people are like snobs and they're like, well, this show is not. No, I wasn't a snob like that. I'm a snob now. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I grew into it.
Yeah. You grew into the snobbery. The
seventh grade. I don't know. Rodgers and Hammerstein. I couldn't tell you a song. You know what I mean?
Couldn't right now.
Anyway, what was I talking about before I went into
what?
Oh my God. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, I just want everyone to know, Fran Drescher, you're sang after a national president. We're still on strike. Everything is still striking. You know, we're still trying to negotiate with the AMPTP. And Drew Barrymore is out there trying to have her show again. And it's really screwing up things for a lot of people.
Fran, you gotta 1-800 call Drew and call her out.
You know, I tried to tell her. I told her. I saw her at Starbucks and I said, Drew, you can't go on the air. And she said, I gotta. And I said,
yeah,
you know, we are out there with our signs and the t-shirts. And we're just like, I know, you know, it's really wrong.
Drew's crossing the picket line.
She really is. I'm back to Anna. She really, it's weird.
I'm back to Anna now.
It's weird.
No, like she was the first one to do it, but then everybody's following suit now. And now it's causing.
She was also, do you remember she was the first one to strike essentially?
With the VMAs last time, right?
The MTV TV and Movie Awards.
TV and Movie, right.
She was the host.
She was the host.
She pulls out and said, I gotta respect the strike. I don't want to go on air and promote movies and TV.
And we all were like, hell yeah, girl.
And the thing is what she's doing now, she's saying, and I believe that, like, if you really look at it on paper, yes, if she cannot talk about TV and films and, you know, like, talk about, I don't know, Starbucks, food, whatever, lifestyle. But after everyone's been working this hard and your show is a entertainment show, like pop culture entertainment show on a big network, and you have WGA staff, that's so not right. Like, it's just like,
I was shocked that she was one of the first to come back. So, but my main question was, and I'm sure a lot of people have this question, is do you just get other, you just staff your writers with people that don't really care about their future, about who's going to be writing?
Who knows? I'm sure it'll be quiet. It's so weird.
So a lot of these people,
they're saying they don't need writers, which also demeans the job. It's like,
completely.
I'm sorry, these shows can just do a full production, but they don't need a writer anymore.
Like, yeah.
You know, that then makes the AMPTP look like that makes them win, essentially. Because they're like, these shows don't fucking need all these writers.
They're trying to say that AI could write it and the host can write it. And
it's so wrong.
a lot of the times also, so no celebrities really are coming on talk shows anyway. So what are they going to fill the time with? You know, because celebrities really come on shows to promote the projects they're working
absolutely,
on.
Yeah.
With no projects, what are they going to sit there and do?
What segments? I don't
know. Drew's News?
Drew's News. And it's just going to be like...
News.
It's just going to be like... you know, weird news we read on Instagram. I don't know.
Maybe she'll just do it. Maybe she'll just, you know, go.
I have a feeling she's not going to come back. Did she already come back? I have a feeling like,
no,
like it's going to bubble up too much and she's going to be like, you're right. I can't do this. I don't know. Maybe I'm giving Drew the benefit of the doubt, but
she's like, welcome back to another episode of Drew Barrymore Show. We're going to get into a lot of topics today.
Yeah. Like rain. We're going to run in the rain. Oh my God. What was that line?
Don't for just if it's raining, just go out there and
don't forget to seize the opportunity. What the fuck was it?
That is it. Don't miss the opportunity. You just said free.
Because she said, you know, there's a lot of people besides the writers that need to get paid. And absolutely. But like. Then pay them. Then find another way to make the money to pay them if you don't want to pay them with your own money. The late night talk show hosts, they all have a podcast. You know, people are doing thinking outside of the box a little bit to give money back to the people who are without jobs, you know, us included. I mean, like, it's literally, it sucks.
Yeah.
It sucks to see someone that we love and we're like, yeah, like, we were like, I think we both probably posted like, that's badass of Drew to pull out of the MTV movie and TV awards. And now she's like, we got to go
back. Are people just getting stir crazy? They're just like, what do I do with this free time?
I don't know. Fucking travel, you know, go to another country. You have all the money in the world.
Yeah, pool and Adele, like disappear for a little bit and go enjoy the fruits of your labor.
Right. If I had all the money in the world, I would donate to all the people struggling who don't have the money, who are striking, because I would take a chunk for that. And then I'd fucking go on vacation. Like, when do you get the time where it's like you're not supposed to work, you know?
I know.
And if you can afford it,
then freaking do it.
Yeah.
And leave the rest for some of us. What's still on TV is reality TV.
Unscripted will win the game. Yeah.
It will.
Until Bethany takes them down.
Exactly. That's also in the works right now.
Sick. It's going to be sick.
Literally.
It's going to be so insane.
It's insane. When we've both been practicing her.
We've got to do her more.
Every time that she takes a bite, she closes her eyes. She's like,
it's insane.
It's so intense.
Come for me.
Flavors.
Come for me.
Picasso. I like it. I can't, Anna.
It's Davoon.
And Bethany.
I told Dre, I really want to just do a video where we both are like shopping with your friend as Bethany.
No, Bethany shops with herself. It would be honestly the store should just blow up in the distance.
I want to do this so bad because like
she's so hectic with everything. She's like, this. Oh my God, obsessed. We need this.
This is sick.
$6.99 savings.
This is sick. This is a ripoff.
Like it's ASAP? So hectic.
Yeah, it is hectic. And it's not and it's all over.
It's choppy.
Yeah, it's great. I love it. She just commented on my TikTok.
What did she say?
She laughed and said, "Now I want the blue."
Oh, when the Manolo Blahniks? Oh my God.
She laughed and wrote, "Now I want the blue because of your video." I was like, "Great."
Oh, because you showed the blue. Yeah, no. She could be a potential person. No, she probably charges way too much.
I don't know. We'll see. Oh, we have to make our huge announcement.
I know. We have two things we have to get to. One, a huge announcement, and two, a fun little segment that we're doing at the end of the show.
Yes. Huge announcement, you guys. We are doing our first Big Wigs live podcast recording. We're doing a show, baby. And it's going to be presented by the New York Comedy Festival. It's a crazy week. There's literally a billion shows.
The lineup that they posted, it was name. I mean, it looked like a huge music festival.
It's a mess. And there's two of those. It's like double.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Mm. But you know what? We're going to be a part of it. I'm so excited because we've never done this live and we need you to come. So if you're in the New York area, the greater New York area, plan a trip. It's not until November 8th at 9:30 p.m. We're going to fucking have a guest. We're going to do this. We're going to bring our wigs. We're going to play some videos. It's going to be a rocking time. And I want to sell the shit out of it. I want to sell out. So
we are going to sell out. Everybody come through.
Come through.
9:30. You got that right.
Thank y'all. Yeah. 9:30, November 8th. You got time to plan. I don't even know where I'll be living at this point, but I can't wait for the show, you know, can't wait to show up to the show.
Oh yeah. We're doing fun segments. Some that you've seen, some you haven't seen. We're planning it out as we speak.
Yeah.
It's in the works. But I'm very excited.
It'll be cool. All the comedians, like everybody's in New York that week. So it's a really like fun week. And also if you come to our show, there's a billion other shows. So, you know, you could plan it out and none of them are like crazy, crazy expensive. And there's like some big headliners at like Madison Square Garden and stuff. Yeah. It's like a whole shindig. So
it's a whole big thing. And then the following week, we're headed to Vegas, baby, for BravoCon.
Oh, I think it's before, no?
BravoCon's before, the 3rd and the 4th. And then the following weekend is our show.
Oh, my God.
So, like, hit up Vegas and then hit up New York.
And then I'm doing Philly on November 16th.
Oh, plug it in now, Anna.
Plug it in.
Plug it in.
Philly. Yeah, I'm taking my show to Philly, which should be scary.
No, but so exciting. That's exciting. Huge.
Yeah. I was supposed to do it in the festival too, but I couldn't do the date they gave me. So I don't know. TBD.
You'll still be in Philly. That's huge news.
Thanks. Drew's news.
Thanks. Anna and Drew's news. We're closing out the show with something very big, reality TV related. The Kardashian trailer came out. Yeah. Anna saw the full one. I saw the shortened social one, like the one they posted on IG.
Well,
so we need to like get in character with a K.
We thought since we're live in the studs, let's bring our wigs because this is big wigs. So you're watching, if you're watching this on YouTube, I don't know if this is going to be cut or not, but we are just rocking and rolling with our wigs.
You can never be broken down when you're a Kardashian. What'd you think, doll?
You can tear us down, but you'll never tear us apart.
That was the most beautiful thing you've ever said in your entire life.
3 things.
Oh, wow.
You defending Tristan Trashcan. It's despicable.
I have my own relationship with Tristan. And even though he's cheated on your sister twice.
Multiple times.
And had multiple children during those times. I really can't resist a basketball player. I mean, he is so strong. And he has always been there for me. Personally, yeah, for me.
It's about you.
Well, I have my own relationship with him.
Yeah.
I love Chloe to death, but
it's concerning. Secondly, my pregnancy announcement, huge.
Really great with the whole Blink 182. Yeah.
Yeah. That was like such a special moment. And
really was.
Yeah. There's like drama surrounding it with just like people thinking they know the story. And then my fight with that just absolutely crazy Kim.
I mean, the Kimberly-Courtney fight, it really carried us into a season 4. So in a way, I'm grateful for it.
Yeah, I'm sure you are.
Without it, what would we have done, you know? I mean, Kendall riding a horse again, it was great, but it was a little stale.
Yeah, it was a tad stale. Kylie feels like herself again. So there's like some really good storylines.
Really good storylines. Yeah. We got a lot of Corys in a lot of this season, which we really pushed for.
No one gives a shit.
That is so rude. He is basically a stepfather to you.
Yeah, no, he's going to have to do a lot more than that. Yeah, so like Corey is besides the fact. Kendall is like pushing 30.
Kendall is growing up, you know, and she just did New York Fashion Week. So she's been really busy, but we all support Kendall.
I'm sure.
And Kylie's always crushing it. I mean, wait till you see Kylie in this.
Yeah.
In this. And will we get a little Timothy Chalamet? I don't know. It's got all the tea. We've got drama.
No surprise there. Kim is still a little witchy kitsch.
Hey, don't you talk about Kimberly that way.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it provided the drama this season. Go listen.
And we're back, but we're kind of done.
We're kind of doing a Court and Chris closeout.
Oh, I love that. Court and Chris closeout.
Maybe we just do that like every week. Just like a little.
A little. I love that.
Catch up, close out.
You are just watching history in the making right now.
Yeah. So we're really excited about this season. Just like all these new changes that we just, you've never seen them before.
It's yeah. Like,
fresh new fights.
It's going to be fabulous. And we saved some stuff off the internet. So you're going to just be so, it's going to be incredible. It really
is. It's hard to believe we have stuff to share that hasn't already been seen. It's like we're just never ending content.
Well, everybody download Hulu. We love it.
Yeah.
That's it, doll. Make sure you go to the show, Big Wigs Podcast Live, and tune in every week to hear these two girls.
Every week. It's fresh. It's fun. It's feisty. And we love it.
And we absolutely love it. I adore you, doll. I really do. I think you're doing great.
Thank you. You as well. You're never aging.
Thank
you. You're like just still killing it despite all that you do.
I know. I'm so tired.
You're so busy, but you don't look it.
Thank you. Magic.
Magic. You know, follow us on YouTube. Follow us on the IGs. Wrapping it up. Thanks, Mike. Have a big wig week. What else?
That's it. We'll see you next time.
What? Get tickets to our show. Caveat, November 8th.
Yes. Check our Instagram. We'll be posting it and you can get tickets already. So plan your trips.
Bye.